Hi, this is Andy from Across the Board.
And this is Jackie, and you are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Hello, everyone. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini, and today we've got another artist story. We've got Jacqueline and Andy from the band Across the Board on with us today, and we're going to do something a little bit different. They are going to actually perform live via Skype, so this is a little bit different. I've never done this on the circus yet, so this is a first time for everything, so it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to look forward to it. Anyways, you are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. You can go to Ludini. rockandrollcircus.com to check out all the great artist stories that we've been promoting over the past almost 5 years now. A wide variety of acts in the indie scene, mostly unsigned, but we have a few classic rockers like Greg Kinn and Nancy Wilson have popped in from time to time. Big Daddy Rich, we just had Nita Strauss on, so we cover a lot of different territory here on the on our interview series, so you definitely want to check that out. Also, do not miss our store. We've got Ludini Rock and Roll Circus store there with a lot of cool Ludini swag for you. Fun t-shirts and coffee mugs and totes and all kind of fun stuff. So check that out at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. We have two members, the founding, the core of the band Across the Board on the line with us today. We've got Jacqueline and Andy, and they are going to perform live here in a little bit. But let's just bring them on and jump into this thing. Hey, guys, welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. You're welcome. Okay, so let's go ahead and let's jump into it. You guys, tell us a little bit about. Let's start with the concept of the band. Tell us about the band, and then we'll get into your individual stories here in a second.
Sure. So Across the Board was a band that started out of garage jams and backyard jams and campfire jams. We came together and we started doing YouTube videos in about 2013. We have a cover series called Pick Up and Play that we've been doing now in its fifth season.
Okay, you got quiet. You have a cover series, what? You kind of dropped out. The audio dropped out.
A tsunami goes through here. Yeah, so we have a cover series called Pick Up and Play that's about in its fifth season now on YouTube, and that's how we started as a YouTube band. Okay. And from that, our fans started asking us, do you guys have some of your own music? Do you have any original songs? And we basically kind of broke out of the internet box and started playing live here in Toronto. And eventually we did a cross-Canada tour last year. And now we are three albums in.
Oh, wow. Wow, just like that. See, it can happen on YouTube. You can grow it definitely there. Here's a great example of that. That's very cool. So tell us, tell us, Andy, jump in a little bit. You play bass?
Yeah, I was delegated to play bass in the band because we couldn't find a bass player.
Andy actually is like a multi-instrumental guy. He plays drums, he plays guitar, and then it was just like, oh my god, we don't have a bass player. And then he's like, alright, whatever.
The band forgot about a bass player, so I voluntarily.
So for the last three or four years, he's been playing bass.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So how did the two of you come together?
Well, we worked in the same hospital. We met about 10 years ago in the same hospital.
Oh, way more than that.
No.
Yeah. Oh, boy, here we go.
No, maybe. Okay, 12. I don't know.
No, yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. We met in the hospital, and we both were, like, working in a hospital, and we both had this love of music. And we were talking one day, and Andy's like, oh, I play guitar. I'm like, I play guitar. I play drums. I play drums. I play bass. I play bass. We're like, what? We got to play together. So we started jamming in the garage and backyard and under his cherry tree in his mom's yard. And we fell in love and blah, blah, blah. And here we are.
Yeah.
Aw, okay. So why don't you go ahead, Andy, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit, how did you come to get into music and become such a prolific instrumentalist, multi-instrumentalist?
Well, that sort of came from childhood when, you know, growing up and having friends that played and It was always a recreation for us growing up. It was never something professional until, you know, of late in the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, 6 years or whatever. But it was, you know, just something that we always did, our friends. That was one of our things, is that we would get a studio and we would just go and play, and we would play for 10, 15 minutes on one instrument. We would get up and we would all flip, you know. Okay, now you're playing drums. Even if you're playing drums, you're going to play drums. So it was like musical chairs, you know, and that's what we did. We just played a bunch of covers and originals, and it was just good jams, fun jams, you know?
Yeah.
And a good network of people, which made it a lot of fun for me growing up, and it just went from there. So it was always something that was always been around for me.
So what about you, Jacqueline? How did you get? Because you're classic. Are you classically trained? Is that what I'm understanding here?
I am.
So you have a background. You've been in music seriously for a while. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your background?
So I have a big musical background. I think at the age of 10, I picked up a guitar, and then my mom put me in lessons for just about every instrument. When I was in grade 7. I started in a band, in a concert band, and I started playing oboe. And then I was like, oboe's so boring and not cool. I'm like, the flute players are cute and they're in the front. So I'm playing the flute. So then I played the flute. And I was like, oh, okay, flute's fine, but look at the sax players, they're rocking it back there. So then I picked up the sax. And I was like, and that guy in the back who's playing the drums, he's really cute. So then I started playing the drums. I was like, okay, I'll just play them all because this is fun. And, you know, I had professional teachers, and I read music, I write music, I compose music, and it just kind of went from there. And in the end, even though I've been playing in concert bands even as an adult after high school, I just really was drawn to writing my own music and drawn to classic rock, rootsy rock, and we decided, you know, to start our own thing. And it was kind of after I'd been playing in all of these concert bands and orchestras, stage bands, and doing all of this stuff, I decided that, you know, I just want to do my own thing. I want to write my own music and be an artist myself. And that's how that developed. But it's been basically a lifetime of music for me. That's been my number one focus.
Okay, awesome. So how did you hinted at the beginning that there's like a real kind of story about your latest album. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So the new album is called Sonic Boom, and we rode it on a train traversing the country here in Canada from the east to west coast. And we had a cross Canada tour for our last EP, which was called Amends. And on that train, we decided to write our next album because we had a lot of free time. We were traveling from place to place. We would get off the train, do shows. We were doing shows for the passengers on the train as well. It was, you know, a really interesting experience to do a tour this way. Yeah. And we decided that we would write a rock opera because there hasn't been a lot of rock operas around lately.
No, not for a long time. Not for a really long time. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so we pictured it as a rock opera, a story about me growing up in a small town in sort of mid-central Alberta, which is in the middle of nowhere, Plains, Canada, just above Montana, you know, another 5 or 6 hours, and deciding that I wanted to take my music to the big city and break out and see how that would go. And of course, you end up taking the train across the country, so you write a song about the train. You meet your love of your life, so you write a song about that. And then you get scammed by every scamming artist on the planet. Musician, you write a song about that, which we called No Curtain Call, which is kind of the low point of the album. It's about that moment where artists are sitting in a bar and nobody's listening to you, the lights go on, everybody's gone, and you're like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Write a song about that. And then about realizing that it's not about trying to please everybody. It's about writing music from your heart and being the artist that you are meant to be, and not worrying about what other people think of you, how many likes you have on Instagram or YouTube, how many people watch your stuff. It's just about feeling good that you're putting out the music that comes from your heart to the best of your ability. And so, you know, we get to that particular point in our album with the song called Nothing to Say, which we felt was if we were doing a Broadway show, would be like that moment where we have a hit song. Mm. And yeah, and then we take it from there. And of course, we have to write an anthem where everybody can get up and clap. So
okay.
Two Step is the final album, or sorry, final song in the album, where everybody's rocking out and we're like, here we are.
Okay, so we're going to do something different today. We are going to have them, we're going to have the band actually perform. So what are you guys going to play?
We're going to play the title track off the album. It's called Sonic Boom.
Okay.
So, and just like to finish, I guess, that conversation, the album is called Sonic Boom. And we were talking about how do we get from this place where we're playing local shows in Toronto to sold out crowds, which is awesome. And we love our fans that they come out all the time. But how do we get from this point?
How do you break from the next level
where we are now a household name or a global sensation or some place on YouTube where we could be called a YouTube sensation? So somebody in the band, as we were talking about this, said, well, you have to make a big sound. And Andy was, well, you got to be a Sonic Boom. We're like, yes. So that's the name of the album. And we'll play that song for you called Sonic Boom.
Here we are, Sonic Boom by Across the Board, ladies and gentlemen, live on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Excellent. It sounded really good. I mean, holy cow, that was over Skype. I was sitting here and I'm looking at all my guitars and everything, and I really wanted to pick up and jam with you guys. I didn't know if there was a time delay or something. I was like, that's all I needed to do is start being on the last chord or something like that. So you guys sounded, wow, it sounds great. So guys, okay, it's one thing to sound like the studio to sound good, but these guys actually did it live right here. So, you know, it's like no bullshit.
I got a little bit of a cold today too. I've got a little bit of allergies, so I'm sorry. But
that's acoustic. It's not gonna be on the album.
Yeah,
that album's like full
that's
rock.
That's pretty raw.
Actually, there you guys have a great video to this song. So why don't you talk about you guys have started with video. So you did this cool video. What was it? Like a family picnic or something? Or
totally, absolutely. So it was in the backyard. It looks like there's a drone or something, but we just have a little balcony on the second floor of our house. And so we put a camera up there, and we just plugged in around the campfire, but daytime, so there's, I don't think it was a fire.
No, we didn't have a fire.
And we just were like, this is what it is for us. So we do backyard jams all the time, all summer long. So that particular venue that you see for our Live Off the Floor Sonic Boom is that environment where we started as a band. And we're actually going to be filming our official video for Sonic Boom next weekend with MC2 Music Media, who's our producers and label here in Toronto. And we've got some cool ideas for that. So we'll send you the link for that when it's up.
Definitely want to check it out. So what does the next 6 to 12 months look like for Across the Board? What's coming up?
Wow. There's a lot of stuff happening. We're doing a lot of touring. We're gonna tour around locally, but on the outskirts and get around southern and northern and eastern Ontario. Play a lot of the small towns around the province here. And hopefully in the fall we're going to get full band together and hit the road and.
Yeah, do a bigger Canada-wide tour. And we're actually in the process of writing our next album. We've already started it. We're going to be doing we've already got 3 or 4 songs on our, 8 to 10 album list. And June the 1st, we're getting together with our producers and our co-writers. And we're going to hang out at the cottage here in Ontario and write a bunch of music.
We're going to work. We're working. We're busy, and there's a lot of stuff coming. So hopefully another album, too, in the works by the end of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. So why don't you go ahead then, and since you guys are started out so web-based, that really blows my mind because I'm really into internet marketing and everything. This is really kind of, like, exciting for me. Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody, like, where they can find you on the internet and how they can – because I was looking through your – I actually was perusing your YouTube channel, and you guys have some great remakes of classic songs. You do a lot of really cool stuff, so go ahead and tell everybody where they can find out about that.
So we've got several different web series on YouTube. You can find our basic channel, like the whole channel, at youtube.com. Username is ATB Music Canada, so across the board, ATB Music Canada. And from there, we've got a carpool karaoke session we've been doing. We've got a kitchen session
thing.
Pick Up and Play, which is our cover series, and then original stuff as well as
daily vlogs. We have
a daily vlog as well if you want to hang out and see what Andy and I do when we're not getting along. Come on down to that.
If you really want to know.
You really want to know.
You dig up our stuff, you'll know.
Yeah.
it's there for you. We thought about that too. So even that.
Episode 140 is up today. And then we've got, our Twitter, which is ATB Music Canada, our Instagram, which is Across the Board Bands. Andy and I both have our own Instagram, Jackie.AcrossTheBoard, Andy.AcrossTheBoard.
We're on all the platforms, so it really shouldn't be that hard to find us.
If you go to Google and you type Across the Board Canada or Across the Board Band, you probably get like 5 pages of stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it's all there. It's not hard.
We would love everybody to come out and.
The only thing we're not posting is our phone numbers and address.
That's probably a good idea. Awesome, guys. It's so cool to meet you, and I was very inspired by what you guys are doing, and I love the concept of the rock opera. I mean, why not? And the way you how you guys approach it is absolutely cool, and so I'm looking to hear more from you guys soon. Anything you'd like to add before we wrap up today's show?
Not much, other than just check us out, subscribe, follow us along. If you guys would hashtag this particular show, The Rock Circus, then we will send you a copy of our album.
There you are. How about that?
Upside down.
Right side up. Exactly. So, Lou's Rock Circus, just hashtag that. Ludini Rock Circus. And we will go ahead and send you a copy of this. You can either message us through yourself, your fans can, or message us directly with just the hashtag for the show, and we will send you out an album.
Awesome. Great promotion there, guys. We really appreciate it. Can you hang out for a second? I need to wrap up the podcast, and we need to do a little business together, okay?
Absolutely. Cool.
Okay, awesome. All right, guys, you've been listening to the band Across the Board, Jacqueline and Andy. They have they're obviously on freaking fire right now about their music, and it is very good. The song Sonic Boom they just performed for us was absolutely amazed. Great sound just over the freaking Skype. It was just really, really good. I was having a lot of fun, and so hope you guys enjoy it. So check them out, acrosstheboardband.ca is the like main website there, and of course they're all over YouTube and everything. Like she said, just go ahead and Google it, and you guys can check them all out. So. Anyways, you've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. That is the LudiniRockandRollCircus.com is the website. Go check that out often. We've got a lot of great bands there. And as you guys see this popping up on your Instagrams and on your Twitters and on your Facebooks and stuff like that, please share it. When you share the podcast, it's not so much about promoting me and the circus. It's about promoting these amazing artists and getting the word out about it. Everybody's boo-hooing because they don't like the, you know, the corporate pop music that's out there. Well, this is it, guys. This is where the real music is. This is where it really lives, and places like the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. So you love it. Your friends are going to love it. So just share it around to your social groups, and it helps to promote these amazing acts and helps to support what they do. So don't forget to do that. You can find all about that at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us. It was a lot of fun today. A little different, but I think I'm inspired now to maybe do this more often with more bands. So awesome. I might be changing how we do things here a little bit, thanks to you guys. So I really appreciate it. Awesome. Yeah, yeah. So so guys, okay. Check it out.
All right, we'll back.
No problem, guys. Don't forget to share and catch us on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Thanks so much. Peace.